Minister, you're a TD like the rest of us. I like to believe that you're speaking to your constituents like the rest of us. And they're facing this impossible burden, particularly people who struggle to pay the rent, the mortgage, pay the bills every week. It's an impossible burden of the increased cost of electricity and gas. But if you look then at our businesses, our small businesses, they face exactly the same burden. But this didn't happen out of nowhere. This was intentional government policy that whenever EU liberalisation rules kicked in, nobody embraced privatisation more than the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments we had in this country. They approached it with absolute relish. They would have made Margaret Thatcher blush. So we went from having some of the cheapest, if not the cheapest, electricity prices in all of Europe, today being the most expensive place to have electricity in all of Europe. That's the impact of intentional Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government policies. But it didn't stop then. When it came to challenging the major businesses who've made huge profits on the back of our people, took huge advantage of this crisis and the invasion of Ukraine. Again and again we asked you, when are you bringing in a windfall tax? And again you resisted until finally the European Commission forced you. And still it was a limited version, too little, too late. So you are soft on those who profit on the backs of our people. You've allowed these companies to emerge from the privatisation agenda and you haven't curtailed them. Deputy O'Rourke, our motion is about dealing with that, about dealing with the light touch regulation, about dealing with the fact that communities want to develop energy projects, renewable energy projects, but they can't do it. They can't access the grid. They can't afford to do it. So the whole game is stacked in favour of those who profit on the backs of our people. And this happened intentionally. And this continues intentionally, deliberately. So you have a 5-point plan. You have detailed policy. You ask us again and again for our solutions. You have the solutions. But have you the will? The will to confront those who profit on the back of our people, who push families into energy poverty, who push businesses out of business. That's the challenge in Sinn Féin. I hope you accept it.